For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today, as we read from John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18, we find Mary Magdalene. We find her at the beginning of this passage weeping. At the end of this passage, we find her standing and confidently proclaiming the good news. And it's what happens in between that's so important. Mary has come and she's found the tomb empty. She knows that something has happened, but there's also this profound sadness. Her Lord is gone, and she doesn't fully understand yet what has happened. Notice how tenderly Jesus then, risen from the dead, meets her. Why are you weeping? And she turns and sees him, but she doesn't recognize who it is. She says, rather, sir, if you've taken him away, please tell me where you've laid him, and I will collect the body. And then he speaks her name, Mary. And it's in that moment that she recognizes him, because the sound of his voice, but not just the sound of his voice, the fact that he knows her and he knows her at the level of her soul. So by speaking her name, Jesus has reminded her. And her heart is now open to this truth that the tomb is empty because he is alive. Jesus says something kind of strange. He says, do not cling to me. Because in a way, Mary is clinging to her past experience with him, that he saved her from all the different challenges that she faced, that he cast out demons from her. So I might go back and think about those moments in my life where Jesus has had a profound impact, a retreat I went on in high school or something. And I want to cling to that moment. But Jesus is calling Mary to spiritual maturity, and so he calls you and me to spiritual maturity. The tomb is empty. Now go and bear witness. And so now, strengthened by this encounter where our Lord's voice reminds her of who she is, Mary. Mary who's been called to be a disciple, Mary who's been called to be a missionary, Mary who has been called to be a witness. She goes and proclaims that good news to the disciples. I have seen him. He is truly raised. Alleluia. He is risen. And this is the good news that we are sent to proclaim too.